Hey everybody on Gone Wild Audio, this is Ruthie Wren, and I just decided to do a questionnaire because I thought it'd be something different and I liked the fun questions. So first question is, what made you first want to post on Gone Wild Audio? What first made me want to post is I did my verification because it was encouraged, and so I did that. And I got a lot of comments that were kept asking about when I was going to actually record a piece, and I'd really never thought about it. And so I just kind of was like, okay, I never thought I had like a great voice, so I just decided to go for it, and I've actually enjoyed it so far. Number two, what are people's most common misconceptions about me in real life? Okay, so for people that have like met me in person in real life, I'd probably say they think I'm a big pushover, that maybe they can take advantage of my kindness. On here on Gone Wild Audio, probably they misconceptualize that I am way more sexual than I am. Don't get me wrong, I have a sexual self, but a lot of this stuff is so sensual and erotic all the time, and some people, I think they think that that's what my whole world might revolve around, and it doesn't. Sorry, guys. What are my three favorite body parts on myself and ones that I look for in a partner? Okay, so immediately, in a partner, I noticed their eyes, their lips, and their hands first. Physically, I think the eyes communicate so much. Lips, they're just a sensual part of the body. And as far as hands, I think they are too. I'm very into sensations. That being said, not just physically, but emotionally and I guess action-wise, what they're doing with those hands and lips and eyes. Do their eyes look kind? Do they look soulful? Are they speaking positively or kind? And then their hands, what are they using them for? Are they using them to help? Are they using them to harm? Are they using them to control? I mean, they just, in so many ways, they tell me so much about somebody. I personally like my eyes for the same reason. I am very readable when you are paying attention to my eye contact. My breasts, I like them. I've always liked them. They're just one of my favorite body parts. And then, you know, probably overall physically that I like is I like my shortness. I like being a short woman. I don't know. It just, my cuteness and my shortness kind of go hand in hand. So I think that's what I like. Next question. If you could have sex with any fictional character, who would it be and why? Okay. So right now I've got a huge lady boner for Peter Dinklage. I don't know what it is about him, but he just oozes like sex appeal to me. In like, just as a person. And I think it's because he's so intense and he's got so much wisdom, and it's his eyes. So I don't know. So I guess fictional character, Tyrion Lannister, simply because that's obviously one of the biggest characters he's played that come to mind. And I like that character. He's one of my favorite characters in that show. I'm not up to date on that show, though, so I could be wrong. He could be totally horrible now. What immediately turns me off on a date? Rudeness. Rudeness and just inconsideration. If it's for any people that we encounter, if it's for, you know, if I make a mistake or I apologize for something or if something comes up, Just anything like that. I am huge turnoff in any situation is being unkind. I feel there's no reason for it. Number six, are you more of a sub, a dom, or neither way inclined? Oh, I am 100%. Oh, I guess I shouldn't say that. I am like 99% sub inclined. I've always been that way. I have dabbled a little bit in doming. It's so hard for me to stay in that role. I end up switching. It's pretty funny. Seven, what are the main qualities to look for in a good dessert? Okay. Oh, edible or otherwise. Okay. I like variety. I like a good mix. I cannot have something that is like 100% overly sweet. So I want something that's like a little sweet and a little savory, or salty with a little sweet, like that deep, rich chocolate with that tang or that bite or that like juicy fruit mix. I like texturally and taste wise. I like a party going on in my mouth. What do you most appreciate about your favorite GWA poster? And double pop it points if you're brave enough to name them. Okay, so I'm not going to get the points because I can't name a favorite right now. I feel that there are some posters that post so frequent and then some that rarely post. And I'm always afraid someone's going to get, you know, lost in the mix or anything like that. I really just try to give everybody a chance. And I've only been around for a month, so I really can't say that I have a favorite of all time. And there's so much talent. Writers and, and readers, so great. What do I appreciate the most about them, though, is their time to bring words to life. I only did poems the other day, and like the longest recording was like just under 2 minutes. But I think recording that and posting it and doing all that, I think it took me like a good 15, 20 minutes because I wanted it to be communicated just right. I wanted to, you know, post them together and all this stuff. So, I mean, it's very much a time consumer. So I'm appreciative that people do that to bring words to life. End on a positive note. What's something to be excited about in your life right now? You know, right now I'm super excited about the holidays coming up. I'm not like a Christmas freak, but I love this time of year because there's a lot of parties and a lot of fun times. And, you know, I think it's just been a tough year for everybody, dealing with everything that's gone on in the world. And so I'm looking very forward to these holiday seasons coming up from, you know, Halloween on to the new year, to kind of renew us all and just get back on track and being thankful for all the positive we do have in our lives. So anyways, guys, that is all the questions on this one. If you guys like it, or if I just come across one that's really awesome, I'll probably record another one. I actually really like this. It was fun just answering questions. So take care, everybody, and we'll catch you around the airwaves.